Health Department staffer Alyssa Mitchell said the county's tobacco code has been out of date with state regulations. In addition, she said they want to be proactive about a problem seen along the Wasatch Front, where tobacco stores are not in compliance with their zoning.
A lot of these stores are claiming to be general retail stores and showing up in near community locations such as schools or government locations, parks, etc. And then we find out almost a year later when we're doing checks that they're actually specialty stores, and they are in violation of their ordinance. So to try and avoid that issue from coming here to Summit County, we propose clarifications as to definitions of what a specialty store was.
Board member Mark Watterson talked about a case he had seen in Utah County.
Working with the Utah County Health Department, they had business that was trying to go in across the street from a apartment complex. And these tobacco specialty retailers are supposed to be at least 1,000 feet away from residential area. So the health department had gone to the city and said, you know, you can't give them a business license. You know, here's state code that, you know, that says that they have to be this certain distance away from there. And the state said, well, we already gave it to them. Nothing we can do about it.
Watterson said what he has added to the county's code is some language that explains how a tobacco retail store is different from a general retail store. The provision says an establishment is a specialty tobacco store if the area used to offer, display, or store tobacco is more than 20% of the space in the store. He said they're making just a couple of additions to the state code.
Everything that was in the code or in the proposed ordinance, aside from those two clarifying points in the definition, were actually taken from state code. It's simply looking at, okay, where is the loophole that exists in state code that allowed for these tobacco shops to set up where they shouldn't, and what can we do here locally to mitigate that and make sure it doesn't happen. And so those are the only two points that were added in there.
The proposed changes received support from the Utah Tobacco Free Alliance, where Watterson is the chairman of the board, and the Utah Board of the American Heart Association and Stroke Association. The health department staff said currently they don't know of any tobacco retail shops in the county, except for one planned business reportedly called the Part City Vapor Company. Watterson and other members of the Board of Health said that the proximity of tobacco outlets can influence whether underage youth take up the smoking habit or whether others trying to quit are drawn back into the habit.
Well, there's also studies, the one that I recently saw that talked about the proximity to which a person lived to a tobacco shop, determined whether they would return to smoking. So if they had previously quit smoking, if they lived within
if you could smell
500 feet or 1,000 feet or whatnot, that actually determined whether they were going to go back in and start smoking again.
County Board of Health member Mark Watterson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.